Well, we are joined on the line right now by Lesser Slave Lake MLA Pat Rain, who last week was, I guess, reinvited of sorts back into the UCP caucus. I guess first question for you, Pat, here is, I guess, how excited are you to kind of get this, I guess, second chance, new opportunity, however you want to phrase it? How excited are you for being back in the party there?
Oh, I'm very excited. I think it's great for my constituency and my constituents in that being part of government. I think we have more say as to what goes on with the provincial decisions, and we've got a lot of things that need to get done in our constituency. We've got a lot of highway improvements that need to be addressed. We've got different things medically. We're kind of short some doctors and nurses, and we're looking at trying to get a helipad for High Prairie area, and got lots of things on the go in the constituency. We're working on Martin Beach, kind of a long-term flood mitigation plan that we're trying to work on, and there's a lot of different things happening, so it's really good to be back with government and able to access the ministers and different departments firsthand.
Well, I remember several months ago, there was some questions about you about the sort of kind of your presence and being present in different meetings and events in the region. Over the last several months or so, how have you been managing to sort of have a bit of a presence out there in the public there?
Well, I think I heard my constituents loud and clear that they would like to see me more in the constituency, and definitely, I have been in the constituency a lot the last 6 months. So, I've heard from a lot of grassroots people on what their concerns are in the constituency, and I'm trying to make sure that the Alberta government is aware of them and knows what we need for our constituency here.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier about some of the different things that you'd like to see happen. What would you kind of say are kind of the biggest sort of priorities for the riding of Lesser Slave Lake right now?
Yeah, I think I touched on a few of them. We've got some flooding issues over in north of High Prairie that we're trying to deal with. We've got roads around the High Prairie area. We've got medical issues, doctors and nurses in High Prairie, along with the helipad. We are working on the demolition of the old hospital that we've got approved for funding, so we're just trying to follow up on that and make sure we can get that done. Slave Lake, we're working on our roads improvements, Martin Beach. We've got the Bird Observatory over here that we're also looking on, working on Ambulance Bay. We did get funding for, and we're also working on a housing project that's been in the making for quite a few years. So we're trying to get that approved and working in the Great Lake area. And up in Wabasca, we've got the old folks home that was built there, but we're trying to work with the government and figure out how we're going to try to get the funding for that long term, and we've got road issues up in Wabasca, and we're working on a number of things too. Red Earth and Peerless Trout, there's some roads, there's some school issues. We're working on paving between Peerless and Trout's First Nations up north. So there's quite a few different things, too. We're working on a few things with Smith, trying to look at kind of a recreation center there to try to see if we could help them out with, too. So there's a lot going on in the constituency, so we're dealing with quite a few different groups and trying to see what we can do to help out at the provincial level.
And finally, of course, the legislature on their kind of summer break at the moment. But once the legislature gets kind of back up and running again in the fall, what are going to be some of the big things that you're kind of going to push for here once the legislature gets back?
Well, I think a number of things that I've just previously mentioned that I'm going to be pushing for. We have quite a few roads and highways that need improvement in our constituency, and I'll be pushing for those for sure. And then a lot of kind of individual concerns, other things with farmers, grazing leases, and different things like that. I'll be pushing forward to try to help get some stuff done in those areas as well.
Well, we look forward to seeing some of your work on that. Lester Slave Lake, MLA Pat Rain, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great day.